VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong authorities are probing the death of an elderly worker who was caught up in pro-democracy street chaos in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Patrick Quinn tells us, protesters are digging in at Hong Kong University.
Mass transit has been interrupted in many parts of the city of 7.5 million, and protesters and police have continuously faced off outside these barricaded campuses where students are equipped with hundreds of gasoline bombs, makeshift barricades, bows and arrows, and catapults.
That was AP's Patrick Quinn. It is day two of the public impeachment hearings into U.S. President Donald Trump and his conduct in office. Intelligence Committee Democrats are focusing on why Mr. Trump wanted Maria Yovanovitch ousted as the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
The question before us is not whether Donald Trump could recall an American ambassador with a stellar reputation for fighting corruption in Ukraine, but why would he want to? Why did Rudy Giuliani want her gone, and why did Donald Trump?
Yovanovitch says she lost her job because of shady forces she said were helping steer Ukraine policy. And she talked about the campaign of disinformation waged against her.
Individuals who apparently felt stymied by our efforts to promote stated U.S. policy against corruption, that is, to do our mission, were able to successfully conduct a campaign of disinformation against a sitting ambassador using unofficial back channels.
In a tweet this morning, President Trump denigrated Yovanovitch's long and distinguished diplomatic career, leading some, including Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, to charge the president was engaged in witness intimidation. In federal court, longtime Donald Trump confidant Roger Stone has been found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress tied to his pursuit of Russian-hacked emails damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. From Washington,